Let's get to our guest, Isaac Poole, Global CIO at Oriana Financial Services. Isaac, good day to you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Markets just don't seem to be really all that nervous. I mean, we had the Fed chief say something that seems kind of scary, that that the Fed is not close to the end of its anti-inflation campaign, and likely rates would stay higher for longer. Is it because of valuations, or why are we seeing these gains? And even, you know, today we're not seeing gains, but we're seeing sort of markets hanging in there. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a bit of a ho-hum reaction to that 0.5% hike because everyone knew it was coming, and there wasn't a lot of real news in the dot plot or the statement. Yeah, okay, we're going to get another 3 0.25 rate hikes potentially, according to the Fed. But I mean, the market's not silly. They can look at the data. They can see inflation is slowing rapidly in the US. Yeah. The housing market is slowing rapidly in the US. They know the Fed can't get that many hikes in. So I think they're looking out and saying, well, say that all you like, Chair Powell, you won't be able to hike that far, and that means that we could have earnings that are a little bit better than the very bearish expectations out there.
Yeah, we've got 2-10s inversion at levels we haven't seen since the 1980s, but the bond market does, to your point, seem to be telling a rather different story about the path ahead here.
Yes, that's right. I think if it's helpful here to focus on the twos in particular. They are, I think they're priced pretty well for the likely pathway for rates. We get maybe another 0.5% of hikes in total, but probably only 0.25%. And then at some stage, end of 2023, 2024, there'll be cuts. Follow that two-year yield. It's really critical because if that inverted curve steepens and it's a bull steepener, the two-year yield falling aggressively, it means recession's imminent. At the moment, we're just not seeing that. And that's a positive story for the markets for the time being.
Is the Fed's communication policy in question now? Because we know they want to talk tough. They don't want financial conditions to ease. And everybody's looking at data that, as you say, seems to have a slightly different story than what the Fed is saying. So what's the takeaway from that?
Yeah, they're battling a credibility problem here and have been all year. They do want to keep a tough narrative out there. They don't want inflation expectations to de-anchor, but they haven't. And inflation is slowing quickly. I think they need to be really careful to keep control of the narrative rather than letting the market wrest it away from them. Sticking to this idea that 5.1% or higher is probable or possible, it will damage their credibility, ultimately be worse for the outcomes, I think. So they need to massage that narrative.
What do you see as the outlook for unemployment and growth in the US in 2023?
Growth is going to slow, and it's going to slow somewhere close to 0%. I don't think a recession's inevitable or necessary in any sense of the word, but you can't hike rates by almost 5% and expect growth to be robust. It just won't. It'll slow. And that means that unemployment will drift higher. The critical thing here is it doesn't need to snap 2% higher. We could drift a little bit over the next 12 months without recession, and that would be the Goldilocks Goldilocks outcome for the Fed. And yeah, in their heart of hearts, that's what they want.
So if the market doesn't have full confidence in the Fed at the moment, what about with China? Does the market have confidence in what the policymakers are doing there now, shaking open the economy in quick fashion?
I think that Western markets are looking on there with a little bit of skepticism, but of course the Chinese government has a lot at stake here. They've flipped their policy, and they need to be able to show that they can navigate the exit from zero COVID well. And they have history on their side. When economies have reopened, it's released a lot of pent up demand. It's been very good for the economy. I think there's doubt about that around the world, but I think that will be proven probably wrong. And I would expect China's economy to pick up relatively well through 2023.
It's always been a rough ride out, though, for the experience of other countries anyway. You have absenteeism, disruptions, et cetera. What support do you anticipate from policymakers in China?
There is some luck there, I suppose, for China's policymakers in the sense that they've got room to be more supportive on the monetary side. Inflation is not driving higher like it is in the West, and there is room to support more through either RRR cuts or rate cuts. There's also some possibility for more fiscal support, and we've seen that on the property side. I think that we'll continue to see a supportive government policy settings here, but you're right, it will be bumpy. This isn't smooth sailing. But ultimately, the direction is for better economic growth as reopening picks up speed.
In addition to more stimulus, and in addition to just more economic activity because of the opening up, I was reading a report yesterday about how household savings are way up over the past couple of years because of COVID-19. That seems to actually put even possibly steroids on the story.
That's right, and this is a big part of it. We've had very widespread, severe lockdowns across large parts of the urban population in China. They have not been able to spend, even if they wanted to, and they didn't want to. They have managed to save. Those savings will be redirected eventually into spending. It may take a little bit of time, as I say. There will be volatility as this reopening takes place. But come 2023, those savings will not continue to sit in bank accounts. They won't continue to sit under the bed, under the mattress. They'll be put to use as consumers get out and about and they begin spending again.
Do you see any implications for inflation in China as a result of that?
Yeah, I mean, disinflationary pressures that they've got now really do reflect the fact that China is in recession. This is a Chinese recession. This is what it looks like. And so no surprise that there's disinflationary pressures there. That will reverse. And at some stage, just as we've seen in the US, just as we've seen in Europe and Australia, the monetary policy settings will have to stop loosening and move to a slightly more tightening position. That, though, doesn't need to be early next year. I suspect it's probably a story for late 2023, early 2024.
So if the funds get unleashed in China and spending happens, how does that money find its way into Isaac Poole's pocket?
I think when we look at Chinese assets, Chinese equity markets, you've had a 50% drawdown peak to trough. That is well and truly priced in the recession that we've already had. Now, we have had a pretty strong rally. We think there's more to go on that. Earnings can genuinely pick up through 2023. There's been a real reluctance of international capital, international markets to reprice this to a better outcome. And I think that is going to start to gather pace early next year. Yeah. So from our perspective, a little bit positive there.
Excellent, Isaac. Nice to hear some positivity. Isaac Poole, Global CIO at Oriana Financial Services.